I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week we're cooking up the unsung hero of the holiday dinner table, gravy.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
First off, I just want to say that many of you probably noticed that we didn't have a podcast 2 weeks back, and there is a good reason for that. Chef Tom and his wife Christy welcomed home their newborn daughter June 3 weeks ago, so Tom took some much-deserved time off to be home with his family. So now, let's kick off episode 36 of Cooking with Fire.
Gravy is one of those side dishes that often gets overlooked at the holiday dinner table, but when done right, it adds an amazing depth to your meats and other sides. But gravy comes in all shapes and sizes, and today, we'll be talking about our two favorites, country gravy with sausage and classic brown gravy made with turkey drippings.
So let's talk a little about gravy before we get into our recipe for classic brown gravy. Gravy is a term that covers a lot of differing recipes. Traditionally, the term was used to describe any sauce made from meat drippings that was thickened with wheat flour or cornstarch. The brown gravy served at holiday dinners is the perfect example of this, but gravy can be so much more.
Other forms of gravy include country gravy, made with sausage, which is popular in the U.S. and used to top everything from mashed potatoes to chicken fried steak to being the entire reason for the existence of biscuits and gravy. Or how about red-eye gravy, which is made from the drippings of pan-fried ham that's deglazed with coffee and uses no thickener, or even mushroom or onion gravy, two forms of gravy that are made from vegetables instead of meat and are popular on all sorts of food from pork chops to eggs.
Of course, gravy isn't only eaten during the holidays. Rice and gravy is popular in Cajun cuisine. Poutine, which is a dish made of French fries, cheese curds, and brown gravy, is a staple in Canada, and chocolate gravy was a popular dish at Elvis's Graceland. Quick note, during the podcast, we'll only be talking about how to make a traditional gravy from turkey stock and drippings, but you can find a recipe for our country sausage gravy on KMUW.org. Now let's cut over to Chef Tom in the All Things Barbecue Teaching Kitchen and get started.
All right, so I'm here in our teaching kitchen at All Things Barbecue getting ready to put together our turkey gravy. And this is a really simple gravy to put together. Honestly, the magic in this gravy comes from the turkey stock itself, and that's making that turkey stock from scratch. That's also very simple, but it is a little time consuming. So just keep that in mind. You're going to want to do ahead of time, and I'm going to give you the recipe so you guys can make your own turkey stock at home. And between that turkey stock and the drippings from your turkey, you're going to have an incredibly flavorful turkey gravy. So I've got my cast iron skillet nice and hot. I'm going to throw down 3 tablespoons of butter. And then as our butter melts, we'll add to the skillet 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour. Now I'm just gonna stir this around, get it all the way incorporated, and what we're doing here is building our roux, and this is our thickener. So this sort of forms a paste that's going to cook down. It's going to cook that raw flour flavor out of the flour and out of the gravy. So we're just gonna give this maybe 30 seconds to a minute, depends on how hot you're running your skillet. You don't wanna go too hot, because if you burn this, it will get bitter. So as soon as that flour starts to smell kind of nutty and becomes fragrant, that's when you know that you're ready to add some of the liquid. As I watch this, it's just bubbling while I move it around and getting to where it's sort of a blonde flavor. This would be our blonde roux, and we're not gonna go any further than this. It smells right, it looks right, it's time to add liquid. So I'm gonna start adding my turkey stock just a little bit at a time, constantly stirring, and it's immediately gonna wanna thicken. So just continue to add your turkey stock, continue to stir it around, and any lumps that are formed, you can whisk right out of here. All right, so initially I'm adding 2 cups of the turkey stock, and already smells amazing. And then from here, all you're gonna do is doctor it. This is turkey gravy, as it is, but you can make it better, right? So any of those liquid drippings that come off of the turkey and you catch in the pan as you're cooking your turkey, stir some of those in here. You may even add some fresh herbs if you like, some sage. The one thing I always have to make sure we have plenty of is black pepper. So some fresh cracked black pepper. You get your drippings in there, have a taste, and you're gonna want to adjust the seasoning with salt. But this is essentially it. It's as easy as 3 to 4 ingredients and a little bit of seasoning. And you've got big turkey flavor, and like I said, almost entirely thanks to that homemade turkey stock. Now, once you get all of those seasonings adjusted and the consistency is exactly where you want it, not too thick, not too thin, This is ready to go. Now, of course, this will make about 2 to 2.5 cups of turkey gravy. So don't be afraid to, you know, double, triple, quadruple that, depending on how big of a crowd you're feeding.
Well, that does it for this episode. Let us know if you make this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks up a roasted leg of lamb.